Hare Krishna. Spiritualism is the shadow of spirituality. Spiritualism is a word that refers to the study of spirits, where spirits refers to disembodied beings such as ghosts. And often spiritualism is used to try to communicate with disembodied beings through planchets and other paranormal beings. And the whole field of spiritualism has an aura of the eerie associated with it. Some people strongly swear by it, saying that they can communicate with some non-material spirits through some mediums. Some people just dismiss it as a bunch of hoodoo. But what spiritualism indicates, there are many cases of people who have had some paranormal communications. There are paranormal experiences, but they are not the essence of spirituality. What such experiences, if we have had them, if we have met somebody who has had them, is such experiences can point us to the understanding that there is something more to this world than the world of matter that we experience through our senses. That there is some higher reality beyond the visible. But the essence of that reality is not just dabbling with spirits or ghosts or other such beings. The essence of the non-material reality is what spirituality is about. Spirituality is about the soul. The Bhagavad Gita offers a three-level model of reality where there is matter, there is mind or subtle matter, and then there is spirit. So at the spiritual level of reality is where we as souls truly belong. And at the spiritual level of reality, that the topmost spiritual reality, God, the all-attractive Supreme, Krishna, He resides. So, the Bhagavad Gita explains in 7.4 that whatever exists is His energy. Bhumirapo nalo vayu kammano buddhirevacha ahankareti yamme bhinna prakritirashtadha. Krishna says, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, these are my separated energies. So, with our visible senses, we basically perceive the gross elements. Now, the mind, intelligence and ego, they are not perceivable. And they are often the study of fields such as spiritualism. So, beings who exist with a subtle body but not a gross body, they are called as ghosts. But more important than such disembodied beings is the core being, the soul itself. So, spirituality focuses on understanding the soul, on realizing the soul, on relinking the soul with the source of the soul, the whole, that is Krishna. So just as when some person or some object is existing, a shadow falls. The shadow indicates that somebody is there. But the shadow is not the person. So similarly, spiritualism is the shadow of spirituality. Spiritualism suggests to us, points to us, that there is some higher non-material reality. Now, the important thing is not to keep exploring the shadow. In the shadow, we are not going to find the person. The important thing is to look beyond the shadow to the person. And if we can meet the person, then even if we don't see the shadow, it doesn't matter. So similarly, dabbling in spiritualism is not essential for the spiritual journey. Those who have dabbled in it already, those who have had some connections, they can get the faith that there is some non-material reality existing. But those who have not, for them, the Bhagavad Gita offers the process of yoga, especially Bhakti Yoga, which connects us with the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna. And that connection through the process of Bhakti helps us to realize ourselves spiritually and to relish our spiritual relationship with the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna. And that eternal happiness that comes through the connection of the soul with the supreme soul, that is the ultimate purpose and perfection of spirituality. Thank you. Hare Krishna.